This is Dr. Singh. I'm dictating from Westwood Nursing and Rehabilitation. Patient first name is Alan, A-L-A-N. Last name is Rosetto, R-A-S-E-T-T-O. Date of birth is 4-18-1977. Date of evaluation is 1-5-2021. HPA history page, complaint, psychiatric follow-up and management of depression, anxiety, history of present illness. This is a 44 years old male who is familiar to our service but new to me. I reviewed patient's chart and discussed his condition with nursing staff. Patient has been a resident of this facility since 9/30/2021. He has a history of fusion of spine, anxiety, depression, epilepsy. During my evaluation, he expressed frustration over the fact that his MRI was done, but nobody has the reports. He was encouraged to bring it up with his PCP, Dr. Spearman. PRD has ongoing complaints of neck pain and reports the current medications are ineffective. Period. Patient reports that his family visited him over Christmas. But reports that it's hard for them to visit due to distance. Period. He reports that he grew up in Benton Harbor area. Period. He reports that his surgery was done by the best spine surgeon in the country in Seattle. Period. He reports that he was wrongfully imprisoned and wants to sue for wrongful imprisonment. He reports that what led to his placement to a nursing home in Detroit. Period. Patient wished he could live alone with some home health care. Period. He denied suicidal ideation intent or plans. Reports that he's taking one day at a time. Period. No reports of paranoia, delusions, hallucinations. He's on amitriptyline for neuropathy and is on a couple of seizure medications, including Tegretol and patient is on Ativan prescribed by PCP for management of his anxiety. He's on Norco for pain and reports that he has an appointment at the University of Michigan neurologist in February. He denies any suicidal thoughts. Next paragraph, review system, no change in body system except as reported above. Please bring forward psychiatric history, social history, history and average current under current medications, amitriptyline 25 milligram at HS, MAR reviewed, under history and habits, medical history, see medical history as reported in HPI. Next paragraph, mental status examination, general, appropriately groomed, demeanor, hypothetic, motor movements, hemiplegia, gait, lying in bed, speech clear, mood, dysphoric, if thought processes. Focused on somatic concerns, comma, pain, association, normal thought content, no suicidal thoughts reported, perceptual disturbances, none, a level of consciousness alert, oriented times three, memory intact for recent and remote events, thorough knowledge, fair judgment and insight, limited, assessment plan, anxiety disorder unspecified at 41.9, plans continue active and as prescribed by PCP. Number two, adjustment disorder with mixed anxiety and depressed mood at 43.23. Plans, if depressive symptoms are persistent, may benefit from a trial of SSRI or SNRI. Period. Meanwhile, continue amitriptyline as prescribed, which is being used for neuropathy but could help with this mood disposition. Ongoing follow up with the attending physician, neurologist. Period. Patient is encouraged to have a meeting with the nursing home staff regarding realistic discharge plans. Period. He does not seem to be able to take care of himself independently and needs a lot of assistance due to his medical problems. Period. We'll follow with you. Patient is being seen by senior wellness group therapist, but believes that it's not much helpful. Procedure code 99309. Under supplemental administrative, there are common side effects of tricyclic antidepressants, benzodiazepine, risk-benefit statements based on findings of my assessment above, study goals, benefits of recommended psychotropic drug intervention outweigh the risk as reported above, end of dictation.